be one less shadow blocking out the light of day.
There'll be one less shadow blocking out the light of day.
And thinking outside of the box on the Saturday Cafe today, it's Tom Ross, and welcome back. It has been too long.
Hi, Frank. So good to see you again.
Pull the mic a little closer to your...
Okay. Yeah.
Or the self a little closer to the mic.
Right.
Thanks.
Whatever works here.
It's been 4 years since you were here last. I had not realized my niece, who was on the show interviewing you last time, has all kind of grown up.
My goodness. Well, that was a fun time. I didn't realize it was that long ago, but that was a fun time when your niece was here.
What have you been doing in the last 4 years?
Oh, gosh. I've had a lot of adventures. I'm a school teacher. I have a day job. Real musicians have day jobs. And I've been a school teacher, 28 years now. It's my 29th year. And at the school I was working at, a very progressive elementary school in Bellevue, Washington, they decided they needed a music program. So 3 years ago, they said, you're our music teacher. And I tried to explain to them that playing the banjo and knowing anything about music education were not necessarily intersecting sets, but I got the gig anyway. And for 3 years, I was the elementary music teacher at the little school in Bellevue, Washington. I taught the older kids to play ukulele, and the younger kids, we did a lot of Itsy Bitsy Spider until I could figure out what else to do. And it was big fun. And then just this school year, I've started a new job on Orcas Island, Washington, which is 2 hours driving north of Seattle and then an hour on the ferry and then another hour waiting for the ferry. So it takes you a long time to get there.
I've actually been there several times. I used to have a children's musician friend who lived there, but he's in Minnesota now. So
wonderful.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm just so happy to be there. And the school is called Salmonberry School. And so I'm actually both a classroom teacher and the music teacher. Since the school is so small, we only have 3 classes. I'm the first through third grade teacher for all the regular subjects, and then I'm the music teacher for everybody. So, yeah, big changes and big fun.
What does learning music do for kids?
Oh, gosh. You know, I saw some kids when I started this program at the school in Bellevue. Kids who were not connecting socially and were not doing very, very well academically would just blossom because they could really connect with the ukulele and feel a lot of sense of accomplishment from being able to play it and play it for their friends and make connections that way. And there's all this research now that says, you know, learning music and learning an instrument fires up different parts of the brain for learning other things. And if nothing else, you know, music just makes you happy. So, yeah, music education is important.
I'm always curious about folk singers. You know, I get a lot of songwriters through here, and the question is, you know, what's your writing process? Where do the ideas come from? How do you put them together? But a folk singer of the find the songs and figure out the best songs and re-sing the songs, where do you go looking for music? Who do you listen to?
Well, I'm fortunate enough that I'm not much of a songwriter, but as a song collector, I've been fortunate in that I have a lot of songwriting friends. And so one of the places I get songs is just from going back to my friends who are songwriters. Bill Staines, who wrote River and All God's Creatures Got a Place in the Choir, he's a friend of mine. I get songs from him. Let's see. Zeke Hoskin from Bellingham, an amazing songwriter, get songs from him. Rob Lopresti, who wrote Take a Box that you just played. So, yeah, mostly from my songwriting friends, and then also from people on Facebook and on the internet are always sending me messages, hey, you got to learn this song, and they'll send me the YouTube link, and that's how I got a new Pete Seeger song a few years ago. So it's not hard to find songs these days. They're out there.
This is true.
Yeah.
We should put one out there on the radio. What are you going to play for us today?
Sure, sure. Let's do, this is a Zeke Hoskin song. Actually, Zeke's just a wild and wacky songwriter. He's the guy that wrote Jonathan Livingston Seafood about a seagull that met a jet engine midair. And Valparaiso in a Rowboat about smuggling whiskey during the Prohibition era. writes all kinds of crazy songs. This song I'm going to do for you is one that was actually written by a committee headed up by Zeke. So it started after dinner one night at Puget Sound Guitar Workshop when the four people were sitting around discussing the beautiful town of Walla Walla, Washington, and how it didn't get much respect. And they came up with this song under Zeke's guidance. The band is finished tuning, so listen to the caller. Swinging with your partner as we waltz through Walla Walla. Step out for some beers if you're underage, chocolate malts. Then back to the dance hall for the Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling to the Walla Walla Waltz. Cuddle with your woman, snuggle with your man. Never mind the highways to Richland and Spokane. The roads are full of ice and no one ever salts. So hang on to your partner for the Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling to the Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla onions, big, sweet, and round. Toss them on the barbecue and grill them till they're brown. Walla Walla sweets are the onions most divine. Even better washed down with Walla Walla wine. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling to the Walla Walla Waltz. The wineries have tastings to see which ones you like. Folks from the coast do the winery tours by bike. They sip and sip and pedal till they're really pie-eyed. They do the Walla Walla Wobble as the semis thunder by. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling to the Walla Walla Waltz. There's Walla Walla Whitman and Walla Walla U, and a community college in Walla Walla too. Excessive misbehavior, no ethics, well then, you can do your 4 years at the Walla Walla Pen. Walla Walla Waltz, Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling to the Walla Walla Waltz. There's folks born and raised here, and now there's a host of Walla Walla wannabes who flock from the coast. The friendliest people that you ever saw are waltzing down the sidewalks of Walla Walla Walla. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla 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 Waltz. Everybody. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling in spite of all their faults. Walla Walla Waltz. Walla Walla Waltz. Dancing with your darling to the Walla Walla Waltz.
Proof that a table full of folk singers is a dangerous, dangerous
thing.
It really
is.
I can't help but wonder if Walla Walla wannabes would be wallabies.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well, I'll send that idea to Zeke, and I'm sure he'll write a new verse. He always does.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe is Tom Rawson, and for 10 years now, I think, you have been coming down to Eugene to do benefits for the Latin American Support Committee, I think.
This is the 10th annual.
This is the 10th annual.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what they're going to be doing with the funds raised by the concert?
Yes. They have something called the School of the Americas Watch. And the School of the Americas is it's some part of the U.S. government where U.S. military trains security forces from Latin American countries. And the net effect of all this training is a lot of repression in these countries. And it's a terrible use of our tax dollars. And the School of the Americas Watch has been trying to draw attention to this. And so every year, around this time of year in the fall, people go to Georgia, which is where the School of the Americas is, and do some vigiling and some action to draw attention to this. And the money that's raised at these concerts that we do is used to help pay the travel expenses of people to go there. So I'm very proud and happy to be able to support this effort. And this is the 10th year we've done this in Eugene. And I should mention that since I moved to Orcas Island, I've cut way back on my performing for several reasons. I'm busy with some other things now, and also it's just harder to get off the island
the
and
ferry,
get somewhere.
The ferry ride is killing. My musician friend used to come over for the week and go back for the weekends.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, yeah. And so, you know, I will be getting back to it again here in a couple of years. But lately, you know, usually I do like 3, sometimes 4 weekends in Oregon in the fall. And this year I'm doing just 1 gig, and this is it. Because this this is something we've been doing for 10 years, and I wanted to keep up the tradition and keep up supporting the SOA Watch, even though I'm cutting back in other areas.
You're joined tonight by an a cappella group, In Accord.
I am so looking forward to hearing them tonight. They're going to start off with about 15 minutes of music, and I'm really looking forward to hearing those voices.
That's tonight at the Eugene Friends Meeting Hall, 7 o'clock at 2274 Onyx Street in Eugene. In addition to being a folk singer, you're also a storyteller.
Yes, yes.
Are we losing the gift of storytelling when, you know, everybody points you to videos on YouTube instead?
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, you know, if you think about it, it's been sort of a slow erosion throughout human history. I mean, there was a time there when there weren't printing presses, and all stories had to be passed down orally. And then, you know, as soon as pencil hit paper and you got scribes and then eventually printing presses, well, then you could just go to the library and read it. You didn't have to have anybody tell it to you. And then, of course, you know, then you got TV and movies and DVDs and just rapidly one thing after another. Fortunately, you'll always have kids that will want a bedtime story, and you won't always be able to plug in the TV in their rooms, and you'll have to make one up. So hopefully we won't lose it forever. Storytelling is such a wonderful art form. It tells a lot about a culture. As a school teacher, it's been really great for me to collect folk tales from different places around the world to help my students understand what a place is like. And right now my first to third graders are studying Africa, and we're learning folk tales about famine and drought and heroics, and it just tells a lot about people.
Any Anansi stories?
Oh yeah, Anansi stories are the best. Yeah, Anansi the spider. Those are the best.
He's the raven of Africa.
He certainly
or
is.
Or coyote, perhaps.
He's the trickster, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, and then of course, you know, there's storytelling that, you know, you can sort of take your own experiences and make them up and turn them into performance pieces. And I've had a lot of fun. I always used to tell this story about this guy I saw down right here in Eugene, in Alton Baker Park. He was actually water skiing on the Willamette River, but he didn't have a boat. He had a rope tied to the bridge mm-hmm. going over the mm-hmm. river there. And I get a lot of mileage out of telling that story.
I remember that well from my college days.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for joining me again today, Tom, on the Saturday Cafe. It's really wonderful having you back.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're back here in Eugene. We have time for one more song, and you said that you'd learn one for a newish Pete Seeger song.
Yes, indeed. Pete Seeger is 94 years old. He and Lori Wyatt collaborated to write this song 3 years ago. do the math. I hope when I'm 91 years old, I can just get out of bed. And Pete Seeger's writing amazing songs. This is a song of hope and just in typical Pete Seeger way. It's just amazing what he's come up with. And this is a song, I'm dedicating this to the folks who are going to the School of the Americas Watch. And thanks for your good work. And like all Pete Seeger songs, this one's designed to be sung in a group. So you're at home, sing along. I'll prompt you. When we look and we see things are not as they should be, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. When we look and we see things are not as they should be, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Here's the chorus. Hope and we'll all pull through, hope and we'll all pull through, hope and we'll all pull through, me and you. It's time to turn things around, trickle up, not trickle down. God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Time to turn. It's time to turn things around, trickle up, not trickle down. God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Hoping, hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, me and you. And when drill, baby drill, turns to spill, baby spill, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. And when drill, baby drill, turns to spill, baby spill, God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, me and you. Don't give up, don't give in, there's a better world to win. God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give in, there's a better world to win. God's counting on me, God's counting on you. Hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, me and you. Hoping, hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through, hoping we'll all pull through.